context of this situation is really that there's a state of emergency that was recently declared in Ethiopia, in parts of Ethiopia, amid an ongoing conflict in Amhara. And what we've historically seen is that when you have these moments of conflict, moments of political tension, particularly when a state of emergency is declared, this reverberates back on the media community, on journalists. We see that space closing down. We see journalists being arrested. And unfortunately, the current situation is no surprise. So since the state of emergency was declared, we've documented so far four arrests. There was one earlier arrest in early August of a journalist called Bekalu Alamro, who works with an online outlet called Alpha Media. Bekalu remains detained. We understand he has since been transferred to a military base far from Addis Ababa, which is where he was detained. More recently, we have documented three more arrests. As you rightly mentioned, one of those arrested is Abai Zaidu, who's the chief editor of a YouTube-based broadcaster called Amhara Media Center. He was arrested on August 10th and initially detained in Addis Ababa, but he has since been transferred again outside of Addis Ababa. We've also documented the arrest of two other journalists, Fekadu Matemawok and Yid Nekachu Kebede. Fortunately, both of them have been released without being charged.
So how many journalists are still in detention right now?
I cannot say definitively because there are always cases we may not have heard of or may not have documented. What I can say is that from the cases we've documented since August, two journalists remain behind bars, and that's Abai Zaidu and Bekalu Alamru, who again are detained, as far as we know, they've been taken from Addis Ababa, which is where they've been arrested and been taken to a military base, military facility away from the city. But again, I would like to emphasize that this might not be fully holistic, fully representative of what is going on in Ethiopia currently. So, for instance, just over the last few days, it has been reported to us that some journalists may have been detained while reporting protests in Tigray, which is in northern Ethiopia. That's an unrelated situation.
Right, we've heard about that in Tigray. We've heard about where they were doing planned demonstrations, and then ahead of the demonstrations, these journalists were also detained. Do you know if they were beaten at all or were they roughed up at all?
So we are aware we've received this report, but I cannot say much because we're trying to investigate to really understand what happened, to understand if they were detained in connection to their work. We understand that some people were assaulted, beaten during those protests. We're trying to determine if that includes the journalists and to understand if the journalists were detained. But this for me just highlights the fact that, you know, we've documented a couple of cases, but it's difficult to fully understand the depth and the breadth of what is happening to journalists who are trying to report in Ethiopia right now.